Daniel Fincham is a Kauai artist whose work straddles different categories and ultimately encourages us to look beyond categories altogether. He's a self-described land artist who uses such techniques as rock balancing to craft sculptures within the natural environment, which he then photographs. The discipline is part installation, part sculpture, part photography. He's got his first major show opening this evening in Lihue. He's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, sir.
This is beautiful work, and it's wonderfully integrated with its surroundings, which clearly is the idea, yeah?
Yes, sir, it is. Sounds like you got it.
Well, let's hope so. Tell me how you what it is that you do, Daniel. Describe that, if you would.
Well, I guess you could say I'm basically a sculptor of elements in nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a new or innovative idea that I've created. It actually was developed in the 60s and 70s by artists such as Richard Long and Andy Goldsworthy, probably the most famous of them. However, I didn't really know about those artists prior to starting this when I was a child with my grandmother on the shores of Lake Michigan. Used to collect driftwood and rocks and elements from nature and bring them back to her house, and she would help us make items from them.
Mm-hmm.
About 2.5 years ago, my mother sent me a video of this young man in Colorado by the name of Michael Grabb. He's quite a famous rock balancer. And one day I was up the river and I thought, hey, friend, let's try this out. This looks fun. And I found myself just being mesmerized by the fact that once I was able to balance the rocks, how they were able to stand there for so long. And it was like a moment of real peaceful bliss, if you will. And I kind of got addicted to it. And then I started showing pictures on Facebook, and my friends were commenting about it. I have a friend here in Hawaii, who's a photographer named Aaron Feinberg, who told me about Andy Goldsworthy. And I started studying his work, and it took me in a new direction. And so I started, over a while, I was doing a few studies based on his work, and then I started developing my own ideas about how it could be applied to Hawaii in general. And now my work is taken on new directions with a bunch of series of work that I've started that have references to Hawaiian culture, history, and also even current concerns. And that's kind of how it developed and where I'm at right now. And I didn't know photography that well up to about 2 years ago, and so I went online and basically taught myself a lot of things about photography, and I had a friend in Seattle who taught me a few things, and I combined about 7 or 8 different techniques from different photographers to develop my own workflow that I wanted to sort of create this dramatic light in my pictures that sort of harkened back to early American landscape painting called the Hudson River School Movement.
Yeah,
I try to duplicate that effect or that mood in my pictures, and so that it speaks of the magic of this place and how beautiful it is. And the whole point of my work is to draw attention to the aina, to our land, and keeping it pristine and peaceful and clean.
Well, Daniel, the effect of your photography is, and of course you see it in the work of artists like Ansel Adams, who have clearly inspired you. choosing the time of day at which to take a photograph. I think that's something that a lot of photographers don't polish to the fine art level, but that's really important, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and I sometimes have to go back 3 or 4 times before I get the picture right. The sculptures, I try to time those with what I think will be good light. So I study weather patterns. I study the tides. There have been times when I've miscalculated the tide and I build a sculpture the night before and I spent maybe 6 or 7 hours on it and then come back the next morning and photograph it and the tide came up and washed it all away.
Yeah.
So that's happened more than once, and I'm getting better at it, but you know, I can say it's a lot of fun. It's just, it's very, I think it's really helped me to relieve a lot of stress that was going on in my life, and I'm just really enjoying it.
Well, there's an image I'm looking at now, Daniel, which is of a balanced rock sculpture set against a waterfall, and you've chosen a slow shutter speed to show the waterfall so that the water has that dreamy out-of-focus effect that you get when you shoot at a, you know, a 15th of a second in a running stream. So yes. it's a combining a photographic and a sculptural technique, yeah?
Yes, it's, of course, you need to be a master of your camera. You got to know how to use it. But also in my post-development process, I don't do any digital manipulation of the photos. I don't, like, take the rocks and make them look bigger or more balanced than they are. Those are real sculptures. And so at my show tonight, there'll be a real sculpture there on display. And it's actually a centerpiece that also harkens to a couple of the pictures that I have on the wall. They sort of echo some of those same themes. And that way, and I also document my work through videos. Some people can see that I'm actually building these things. But what I do in post as far as processing my work, I do take some artistic liberty there in trying to make the pictures look really dreamy and sort of, you know, like I said, that early American painting look.
Sure. I mean, with any photograph, there's certain selections you make, right? You choose a shutter speed. You've chosen a depth of field that makes your rock sculpture in this particular image be brought into sharp focus, and the background is slightly out there, you know, focusing attention on the image.
Well, I would like to say that I've had control over all of that. Some of them are happy accidents, but I do try to think about how I want the picture to look. And so, yes, choosing your aperture setting, choosing your time, you know, your speed settings, and also even your ISO settings. Those are very, very important
sure.
in how long you want to take that exposure.
Well, you've learned some. You've learned your photographic lessons well, and you know, when you talk about rock balancing, that's a whole kind of, that's an art in itself, isn't it?
It is, and you also have to have sort of a feel for it. Not everybody can do it. I've seen lots of rock stacks all over the islands, and that's really from what I've studied about Hawaiian history. It doesn't have much to do with the Hawaiians at all. Some people wrap them in tea leaves, and then that has spiritual significance. And I try to stay away from rocks that are considered kapupapu, which are sacred stones or sacred areas. I only go to areas that are generally, you know, just public spaces and or in private areas with permission.
And well, then, Daniel, we have to run, but good luck with your opening tonight. Thanks very much for talking with us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Daniel Fincham is a Kauai artist whose first solo exhibition opens tonight at the Kauai Society of Artists Gallery in Niihue at the Kukui Grove Mall. The reception begins at 6 p.m., and the show runs until May 29th. You can get details about Daniel's work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.